Devotional. We are at part 72 of the Daily Devotional, and the series we're currently doing on the character of Jesus, and today we are at sensitivity, another wonderful, wonderful character of our Lord. Turn with me, if you will, to Romans, the 12th chapter. You know, it's amazing. We keep going into Romans 12. I must do a real study on that chapter one of these days. Let's go to Romans 12, and let's go to the 9th verse. And continuing, it says this. Don't just to pretend to love others, Paul writes. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tight to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. And here's the key verse. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Beloved, verse 15, I think, is absolutely the key here. Be happy with those who are happy. And weep with those who weep. You know, that is not a difficult thing to do. Let me explain what I mean by that. I used to teach drama in high school. And I can remember oftentimes I would be teaching the students about emotion and how to tap into your emotion so that you can use that in a role that you are playing when you're doing a play or a film or whatever you're doing. And I tried to explain it by doing this. I would be just talking to them normally, like I'm talking to you. And suddenly I would stop. And I would look down and then begin to weep. And I started to weep and weep. And weep some more. And within 2 minutes of doing that, I would look around the class and I would notice that at least half of the students were beginning to weep with me. One or two of them would say, "Sir, what's the matter? What's the matter? Why are you crying?" And they would be weeping as well, because they were weeping with me. They were showing such sensitivity that they were weeping with me and had no idea why. Beloved, we can all tap into this sensitivity and understand this character, this sensitivity. It's really, really important. You could call it empathy, if you will. It's another word to use, empathizing with others. Paul says in verse 9, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. He's saying, to understand sensitivity, it's no point in pretending that you love someone because you're supposed to. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. Okay, so let's try that. Let's try and love one another. So you pretend and you're all nice and you smile sweetly at them, but deep down inside, you're not feeling that emotion of love toward that person. And what Paul is trying to say to you right now is this, quite simply this. Don't pretend to love someone else. Really, really love them. Because if you really love them, you will be sensitive toward them. And quite often, we hear about people that need help. Friends of ours that need help. In actual fact, funnily enough, I just received an email from a friend of mine. And this email comes And he says that he's been robbed in a hotel in France, and he's lost all his credit cards and all his money. And he's trying to get on a plane to come home, and he can't because he has no money. And therefore, he's asking if I could help. And it comes from a guy that I know very, very well indeed. He's actually a theatre producer. And this email comes from him. But I know, beloved, that I know that I know that I know that it's not from him. Why do I know that? Because the English is all wrong. It's not spoken the way that he would speak. I know the way he speaks. I know the way he sends emails. I know the English, the type of English he uses. And this guy would never, ever, ever ask for money. And therefore, someone has taken over his email address. He's been hacked, if you will. And they are using his email address to try and get money from friends of his who are on his contacts list. It's very, very obvious and very easy to see. How do I know that? Because the Lord has given me a gift of sensitivity toward that person, and I know that person well, and I know that they would never, ever do that. Besides which, if he needed me to send him money, he would find a way of getting to a phone and calling me and reversing the charges. He wouldn't send an email. That's being sensitive and understanding what is going on. It's almost like a discernment as well. Actually, the Lord is giving me discernment about this email, that this email is fraudulent and not real. But you know what? I say to the person who sent that email, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you and make his face to shine upon you. May you understand God's richest blessings as you turn away from fraud and you turn to Almighty God and say, Lord, I love you. That is what I would say to that person. But still trying to be sensitive. You see, I'll tell you this much. I know this. When I love someone, I love them. I don't pretend to love them. I actually love them. That is something I can tell you with my hand on my heart. I will never pretend to love someone. And I am trying daily to love everyone that I can possibly love, especially those who love the Lord. I am trying so hard at that, and with God's help, I will succeed as I journey upwards up that mountain, that Mount Zion. But we have to be sensitive, beloved, to the needs and the wants and the desires of others. We need to be sensitive and think about other people rather than ourselves. Yesterday, we were looking at selflessness. And I believe that selflessness and sensitivity go hand in glove. Being selfless is being sensitive. Being able to empathize with somebody else so that when they're sitting down and talking to you, they actually know that they can talk to you. They can actually talk to you and know that you'll listen and not be looking at your own agenda. Oftentimes, I have been in situations where I've been talking to somebody and I've really wanted to know what they felt. And quite often, I know that they're not listening to a word I'm saying. They're just saying yes and no in the right places. But what I'm saying is going in one ear and straight out the other. And that is no help. When I have needed help, they haven't been there. Yet there are other people that I could turn to and know that they will empathize immediately. I can pick up the phone and say to somebody, I so need your help today. I need you to talk to me about this. Pray with me about that. And I know that they will be sensitive. I know that they will understand and empathize with what I'm going through, even if it's really difficult for me to tell them, and oftentimes it has been. We have to try and work towards being the most sensitive we can possibly be, beloved. Why? Because I believe the Lord requires it. And Paul certainly says it in his letter to the Roman church, chapter 12. He says very clearly, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. He goes on to say, live in harmony with each other. Live in harmony with each other. And the only way we can do that is by understanding sensitivity. Will you pray with me now? Father God, thank you so much for your word today. And we honor you and glorify your holy name. And we lift you high, Lord, as we worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, give us that desire to be sensitive toward others. And Father, give us that desire also to love really and not pretend. I pray in Jesus' name that we would learn how to love in reality. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen.